On Drexel University Week, racism has many effects on those who suffer from its consequences. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Sherelle Barber, assistant professor of epidemiology, discusses a new approach to fighting it.
Racism, in all its forms, has deadly consequences leading to the truncated lives of Black people in the United States and around the world. The epidemiologic data is clear. During the COVID-19 pandemic, Black people in the United States and other racialized societies like Brazil have died at higher rates in younger ages than white people. Life expectancy in the United States has fallen for all racial groups, but has been most striking for Black men who lost 3 years of life between 2019 and 2020. In cities across the country, life expectancy differences are upwards of 20 years in racially segregated communities compared to more affluent white communities, a direct result of decades of economic disinvestment and exclusion, targeted state-sanctioned violence, and suppression of political power. My empirical research as a social epidemiologist has documented the harmful impacts of segregation on the health of Black communities from Jackson, Mississippi to Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. The data is sobering, the loss of life is painful, but these same communities hold both power and possibility. I am excited to be leading a powerful group of scholars and activists at the newly launched Ubuntu Center on Racism, Global Movements, and Population Health Equity. Ubuntu, a South African principle that means I am because we are, embodies our human-centered approach to anti-racism and scholarship in action to advance population health equity. We are committed to advancing transdisciplinary anti-racism population health scholarship, bridging relationships to build critical consciousness and power for health equity and racial justice, and expanding collective action for population health aligned with the principles of community organizing and social movements locally and globally. We envision a just future, free of systems of oppression, full of new possibilities through bold collective action, and an equitable world in which all individuals and communities are healthy and thriving.
That was Sherelle Barber of Drexel University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.